You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
So tonight, my message, direct and to the point, faithful in the little, faithful in much. Luke chapter 16, verse 10, the Bible says, he who is faithful in least is faithful in much. Somebody say least. Somebody say much. I mean, we live in a time where everybody, after they graduate, young people want to walk into a boardroom job, a six-figure salary, and they think that servanthood is beneath them. Well, I'm going to help somebody tonight. And if you don't want to be helped, you're not in the right place. Amen. He who is unjust in what is least is unjust just in what is much. Therefore, if you've not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? If you've not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? I believe tonight God is going to answer many questions, because many of you are sitting in a place of frustration. You're sitting in the place where I spoke about last week, in a place of silence. It's like God has gone silent on you. People have gone silent on you. Things are not happening in your life the way you think things should be happening. But I want to tell you tonight that God is in control, and that God will have the final say in your life, that God will get you to your destination exactly on time. If you believe it tonight, say amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So before I get into the message, some advice, if that's okay. I think at 51 years of age, I can give some advice to the 20-year-olds and the 25-year-olds, the world shakers, the history makers, those who are going to do the greater things tomorrow. So I want you to pay attention tonight. Write down. My pastor taught me a short pencil is better than a long memory. So sometimes we just have to teach and say things as it is. Because we don't just need inspiration, we need some perspiration as well. Because people, charismatics, get so excited, one day they'll maybe run past the gate of heaven. So let's talk about you tonight, where you are and the season of your life. So before I get into the message, faithfulness, I want to give you six things that I've learned in life, and six things that you want to jot down as a young person. I know not all the young people are going to say amen, but that's going to help you, because how many of you know sometimes medicine is bittersweet? It's bitter when you drink it, but sweet when it heals you. Number one, as a young person, always be teachable. Be fat. Not fat and lazy, fat, F-A-T. Be faithful, available, and teachable. Realize that there's always somebody who knows more than you. You may seem to have the stuff, but until you've not built something of significance, all you have is bluff. I always tell young people, learn what you can, wherever you can, and whenever you can. Learn to ask questions and offer less advice. Because if you haven't built anything, you don't have much to say. Notice God gave you one mouth and two ears. Say amen. Hallelujah. So until you don't build something, all you have is theory that have not been tested. So learn to ask questions. Learn from those who are or have been where you still are planning to go. Anyone can be a flash in the pan. Anyone can start like Ozzy Osbourne, a bat out of hell. But it takes somebody with grit, determination, and courage to cross the finish line. I want to learn from the Apostle Paul, who says, I have run the race, I have kept the faith, I have crossed the finish line. As a young businessman, I want to learn from those who have been where I want to go. As a person called to the ministry, I want to shut up, sit up, pay attention, and learn from those who have built something great in life. Say amen today. I know you are gifted, I know you are beautiful, I know you are talented, I know you are brilliant, but your gifting and your beauty and your talent is not good enough. Second thing, you are not the first. Get over it. Amen. You mean I'm not the first? I'm not talking about your relationship. I'm talking about life. Others have been where you are still thinking of going. There's nothing new under the sun. You are not the exception. If Satan isolates you, it's because he wants to annihilate you. Stay in the fold. Learn. Ask questions. The same God who worked in the life of Joseph is working in your life. The times and the seasons of your life are in the hands of the Father. You are not the exception. God doesn't have a shortcut for you. And I'm going to say that in a moment. There are no shortcuts to the palace. God has your life printed out for you. The blueprint of success, which is called servanthood and faithfulness. Everybody has a great dream. Nobody wants to learn about great servanthood. And Jesus himself said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be a servant of all, not learn to be a master. Too many chiefs, too few willing to be Indians. Many young people think servanthood is beneath them. I'm anointed, I'm appointed, I'm called, so I'm going to walk out of university and I'm going to be a director. I'm going to have a brand new car, build a big house, live in a fancy mansion, drive a fancy car, and when those things don't happen, they think something is wrong. Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. Yes, you are an original. Yes, you are gifted. You are talented. I believe you are the greatest generation alive on planet Earth. Come on, that is positive. Say amen. Hallelujah. All the millennials and the generation coming after the millennials. You are a special generation, but there are some things that you still have to be taught. You may have knowledge, but you don't yet have the walk. So learn. I want to learn why Nelson Mandela came out of prison and he never came out angry and bitter. I want to learn from somebody that has been there. You may be bright, but somebody else is brighter than you. Okay, I know you thought you were the brightest spark in the toolbox. Maybe in the toolbox, because in the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king. I'm not insulting you, I'm just telling you. If you are 20 years old, there's somebody brighter than you. Somebody that is 50. Somebody that has accomplished what you still think about accomplishing. Can I have an amen from a young person? At least they're in Bloemfontein, amen. You may be big, but there's somebody else bigger. You may be strong, but there's somebody else stronger than you. You may be smart, but there's somebody else smarter than you. Get over it. You are not the first. Whatever you plan to do in life, somebody else has already achieved. And if you're a smart man, you will learn from that person. So don't make yourself king in the land of the blind. Number three, there's a huge difference between the blackboard, or let me be careful, the whiteboard and the playing field. Amen. There's a big difference between university theory and real life out there. There's a big difference between sitting before you go into battle, as we learned in 1988 in Angola, when you play the model, than when you actually go out and real bullets start flying around. So you maybe have a perfect plan, but when the bullets start flying around, you need some people of experience around you who can help you and sustain you and encourage you. Come on. Everyone has a theory on how to get there. There are actually those who got there. So if you want to climb Mount Everest, you don't want to learn from somebody that only climbed Naval Hill. Can I have an amen? If you want to climb Mount Everest, you want to learn from the man, Hillary, who conquered Mount Everest. How did he do it? What did he do? How did he pace himself? Not Shaba, 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 Shandai, Hondai, tie my bow tie, I have the anointing, here I go. Well, you are destined for failure because you are a blind mice. You are not going to go any far. Because God calls every generation to build on the shoulders of the previous generation. If you want to go higher, you first have to learn from the current generation. Come on. So I don't want to learn from somebody that doesn't have battle scars. I don't want to learn from somebody that all he has is a strut and a bluff, but he ain't got real stuff. If I want to build a business, I want to learn from the person, the real deal. The person who actually built a business. The person who stayed the test of time. I want to learn in ministry from Tommy Bonnet. That doesn't mean I don't celebrate the young people. I'm the greatest fan of young people you will ever find. But young people retain a teachable attitude. Stay humble. Stay where God placed you. In the name of Jesus, say less and listen more. I mean, you sometimes sit with people and they tell you what you should do. I'll never forget one night after a half night prayer, 2 o'clock in the morning, I sat at the steps in Bloemfontein with several of my pastors, and one of the wives came and sat there as well, not needless to say, not with me any longer. And in a few moments, she had her opportunity to tell me how she would run the church if she was the pastor of the church. Well, obviously, she wasn't the pastor of the church. She was a receptionist somewhere. She was a great receptionist, but she did not know how to run a church. Amen. I mean, people think they know how to run the country, but they can't run their family. They have answers for the government, but they can't keep their car clean. They can't keep an appointment. They have big dreams, but they cannot be faithful in the little things. Eventually, they went to start their church on the way they thought they would start a church. And in 15 years, they've never grown to beyond 100 people. Because people somehow just think, I'm going to be the first. I'm going to do something nobody else did. No, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. There's no trial that have overtaken you, but such as is common to man. The journey you're walking through, other people have walked through it as well. So learn from them. You fighting cancer, then go learn from those who fought cancer as well. You fighting a severe battle, go learn from those who won those battles in life. Amen. Go learn from those who overcame racism. Learn from those who overcame depression. Learn from those who lived real life and overcame real life. Say a good amen in Jesus' name. That's why God made us interdependent as Christians. So a wise man learns from other people's mistakes, but a fool only learns from his own mistakes. Douglas Adams says human beings who are the most unique in having the ability to learn from the experiences of others are also remarkable for their apparent disinclination to do so. So while we can learn from other people, many people choose not to learn from anybody. They won't learn. Somebody jumps off a bridge and hurts himself. They think, I'm going to jump off the bridge. The grace of God will keep me. No, sucker. When you jump, you're going to come down, because what goes up comes down. Amen. If you don't have a plan, you are going to fail, because without a plan, you are destined for failure. So learn. Ask questions from people. Learn from those who are where you still are wanting to go. Every year, I will travel somewhere in the world to a ministry, to a church which is much bigger than us, so I can learn something. I need to be stretched all the time. I want to go beyond. I want to go further. I want to remain teachable. I never want to build a wall around myself and say I know it all. Come on, you may say amen. Number four, there are no shortcuts in life. Say amen. You're not going to have a dream tomorrow and have a pot of gold tomorrow. And may I tell you, there is no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You can go there and the rainbow is shifted. You're not going to find happiness in another relationship. You're not going to find fulfillment in another job. Sleeping with a boss will not keep you in that position, because that boss is going to get tired of you. Amen. You may take a bribe, but tomorrow the bribe dries up. Tomorrow the person who takes the bribe changes, and then your river dries up. So there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts, young people. The greater the dream, the greater the journey. The greater the dream, the more challenging the journey. So you have a great dream and you're wondering why it feels like you're going through all hell. Because you have a big dream. A big dream doesn't just happen tomorrow. Doesn't happen overnight. You are called to be faithful in the journey. Oh, come on, young person. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Come on there in Cape Town. Hallelujah. I mean, I also thought when the anointing of God came upon me, I'm going to show up in Lady Brand and thousands of people are going to wait for me. The reality was there was one family and they didn't even like me. I mean, I had this dream to preach to multiple thousands. I saw what we live today 30 years ago. But when I started the journey, I had to learn to be faithful, because my vision and my reality was not the same, and I became impatient very often. Every Monday I was impatient, because I wanted to do the bigger things for God. God said, no, you first learn to do the small things well. You first learn to serve before you can be a master. You first learn to be faithful when nobody is watching, before I will trust you to be faithful when somebody is watching. Amen. Everybody wants the boardroom. God says, nah, no, I will give you the broom. So when I got saved, I had the broom ministry in the church. I was a lieutenant in the army. I came to church and I was the street sweeper. I was in charge of cleaning the pavement before people walked into the room. And then my troops would, Pastor Jack, you'll understand this, my troops who I invited to church would come, and me, lieutenant, who was training them, JL's, standing outside of the little church building. I'm sweeping the street. I mean, they would always come and say, Leitenant, can also need to be something. I said no, because I knew it was my ministry. I was proud of my ministry. I was proud of the broom. Come on, hallelujah. We do not despise the broom. We do not despise the day of small beginnings. There's no shortcuts to the top. The only people who start at the top are grave diggers and oil well sinkers. Come on. The rest of us start at the bottom. We climb the ladder of success little by little. Come on. So there is no shortcut. Tell the person to you, there are no shortcuts in life. You build a great marriage, it will not be a great marriage. Today you say, I do, and tomorrow it's a great marriage. As a matter of fact, when you first get married, you don't even know how to spell marriage. It amazes me how people that are not married want to counsel those who are married for 30 years already. Or the home cell leader wants to counsel the pastor how to run the church, but he cannot run a home cell. Well, I want what he has. Well, don't take a snapshot of the man's life. Go watch the movie. Watch every day over the last 30 years. Watch the journey. Watch Joseph in the pit, in the pot, in the prison. Don't only focus on the palace. The palace is the dream. But the focus of Joseph's life was the journey. Everybody wants to focus and they don't, or tell people how God blessed them, but nobody wants to talk about the journey. I mean, Paul the apostle, after he was saved, disappeared for 14 years where Jesus taught him. 14 years in isolation. 14 years. The great man who preached the gospel. 14 years. God takes him to the backside of the desert. Moses, David had to run for his life. Although he was anointed as king, he had to learn some things. If you reach the palace prematurely, you will self-destruct. So God is more interested in building your character than in building your business. He's more interested in what you are becoming than in what you can accomplish. I told you I'm not going to have many amens, but that's okay. I'm going to save somebody tonight. Proverbs 20:21, the Bible says, an inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessing, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. A faithful man will abound with blessing. The journey of faithfulness. But he who hastens, people hasten to get richer. So they build a house. They quote to build something. Then they take a little simple example. When they plaster the building, they lessen the mix of cement so they can make more profits on taking the cement out of the mix. So they give you an inferior quality, which you only find out 3 years later. But God knows exactly what the person did. The person hastened to be riches, and God says that man will not be blessed in the end of his life. Amen. Whatever you do as unto the Lord. God watches everything that you do. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13:11, the Bible says, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Number five, are you still happy? Yes. Number five, what I tell young people, be patient. I mean, everybody wants patience. They will pray. They say, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now. And I'm the first one who understands that when I was a young person. But the good thing about getting a little bit older is you know you've got time. Young people think they have no time. Oh, God bless me. I need my promotion by the end of the year. I need to be a billionaire by the end of the year. Hey, you're only 23 years old. You have to learn some things first. Your 20s are for you to learn. Your 30s are for you to yearn. If you learn and you yearn in the right way, in your 40s you will earn. Stop being impatient. You have a lifetime to experience the blessing and the goodness of God. Be patient. Come on. Be faithful where God placed you. Stop looking for a better opportunity. The opportunity you have is the one that God sent your way. Just like Joseph. In the prison, he served. In the prison, he was faithful with what God placed in his hands. In a place he didn't want to be, he learned to serve. In Potiphar's house, he learned to be faithful. So you may not have the perfect job, but I want to tell you, you serve a perfect God. You may feel like you're in a pit tonight. I want to tell you the grace of God is sufficient for you, because God will not lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Don't quit on the grace of God. Stay faithful in the journey of grace. Faithful serving through the grace of God wherever God places you. And watch how God will reward your faithfulness to his grace in your life. Shout amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number six. You need to be intentional about your life. Don't waste time. Every day of your life, get up with purpose. Work with God and not against God. Embrace the seasons of your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. When I get around senior men of God, I say nothing. I learn. I listen. Because one word a wise man says can revolutionize your life. You don't want to be one of those know-it-alls. There's a time to speak, and your time will come. When God promotes you. Because when God promotes you, no one can demote you. When God blesses you, no one can curse you. If God is in something, nobody can stop it. Because I said it already, where God leads you, His grace will keep you. So be patient. Be patient. Trust in the grace of God. Trust that God is in control of your life. Trust that God is working all things together for good, because you are in the purpose of God and because you love God. Maybe you did not get the job. God knows better. Maybe you've not yet got the promotion. God knows better. Maybe you have a temporary job. God knows better. Stop complaining and murmuring and sucking your thumb and feeling sorry for yourself, and do the best every day with the opportunities life will give you. Come on. Grow up. Put a smile on your face. Lighten up life in the lives of other people. Be a difference maker and watch how God will bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Nobody starts out where they want to end. Otherwise, there would be no journey. When you run the Comrades, you don't, and you run from Pietermaritzburg, you don't start in Durban. I mean, the Tour de France. They don't start at the finish line. But people train for years to compete in the race. Christians don't want to compete. They just want to pray, Shabbat, Shabbat, and tomorrow everything must be different. And then God gives them opportunity, but for many people the opportunities are too insignificant. The opportunities are beneath them. They don't want to serve. I'm going to be different. I just told you, you're not different. There's no exception, only a deception. The same journey Joseph went through, you have to go through exactly the same journey. You are one of God's favorites, and so is Joseph one of God's favorites, and so was David one of God's favorites, and so was the Apostle Paul one of God's favorites. You are the apple of God's eye, and so were all these giants of faith in the Bible. But they had to persevere in season, out of season, in the good times, in the bad times, in the difficult times, in the easy times. They persevered. They were faithful to the journey, faithful to God, and they knew that God would have the final say. As you better have to know that God will have the final say. There will be a time that you will stand in the center of your dream. There will be a time where you will celebrate the goodness of God. There will be a time when your promotion will come through. There will be a time that the right girl will say yes and you will get married. There will be a time where things will be better in your life. Oh, come on, say amen. The Bible says that there is a time and a season for every purpose of your life. A time and a season for every purpose in your life. So rather than work against the seasons of God, begin to celebrate the seasons of God, even if it is the silent season or the abandoned season or the shelf season. Learn to be the best pot on the shelf. Glow while you say nothing. No need to make a noise to draw an attention. Nobody owes us anything. Life gives you choice and chance. Choice, opportunity. What you do with it will determine the rest. And God's grace will keep you in the journey. But there's no overnight. There's no quick. There's no shortcut. There's no just shining when people are watching. Because it's actually when people are not watching, which is the most important part of your life. Be a man of God. Be a woman of God. And watch how things will change in your life. The race is not unto the swift. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. We still want to be faithful 5 years from now, no matter how many people sing your praises. You never want to let it go to your head. After all, we're just servants. No matter how big your business is, it's by the grace of God. You never built that business, God used you. Don't get a fat head. Stay humble. Stay teachable, stay connected, stay planted, Stay faithful. Be a servant. Watch what God will do. God bless each one of you. God loves you. Such a great privilege to pray for you tonight. You are valuable. You are precious to Jesus, each one of you. I want you to close your eyes. Pray this prayer. It's easy as that. As you give yourself to Jesus Christ tonight in this place. Everybody pray this prayer. Reach your hands out to them. Pray with us in all our churches tonight. Say this little prayer with me tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, please save me. Forgive my sin. Wash me in your blood. I believe you are the Christ, the Lord and Savior of the world. Save me tonight. I believe with all my heart that you rose from the grave. You died for my sin. You're alive forever. Tonight I confess you as Lord of all. I give myself to you. Thank you for a new beginning. I'm born again. I receive you as my personal Savior. Thank you that my future is past. My past is forgiven. I have a future. I have a hope. In Jesus' name. If you believe that tonight, say amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.